down.
Welcome to the BS Show. This is Bob Sansevier. I'm a broken man. I'm joined by my hooker daughter.
I'm not.
Sorry, I'm sorry, my daughter.
Used to be my daughter producer. She just announced us before the show. Well, I'd be a high-priced hooker if I went hooking, wouldn't I?
That's not even how I said it. I didn't ask it as a question. I made it.
No, you just made a declarative statement. I'd be a good hooker.
Okay,
what?
But there was context. It's not like I just said it randomly.
Okay. Daddy doesn't drink, and he needs a nice stiff drink.
There was context there that you're completely leaving out.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin, Sam's got a new job.
Yeah, she's just announced to me that she'd make a great hooker.
I mean, I I wouldn't.
Well,
I'm just saying I wouldn't.
You to be the judge.
Kevin says that's not for her to judge. That's true. It's like if someone asks you if you're a nice person. Like, well, you can't say. You have to get it outside.
Yeah.
Customer ratings.
Yelp.
Yeah.
There's got to be a Yelp for hookers, right?
Jeff.
We should have done this next week when Tatters all had the booze here.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you need to defend me or her on this one.
I don't need defending.
Well, just representation,
you've
right?
got quite the little ego, I'll say that. She's, you know, much like Cy Amundsen, she should have her own show. Because her ego's
out of
control.
It's nice when I come in late that you've kept it so classy.
Well, she announced seconds before.
Okay, it was not a random announcement.
I'd be a good hooker, but I'd be a high-class hooker.
Hookers were a part of the... There was context there that makes it make.
Well,
a
okay, because you know what? Because some dickhead once put said
what
to somebody.
What is a high class hooker? Is that when they give you like mints?
Like an...
No, it's when they read you Proust afterwards.
Yeah, they leave mints on your pillow.
Remembrance of things asked.
I'd be like a pricey. What is it? Like an escort? They call them escorts when they get expensive enough.
Yeah, call girl. Be... Yeah,
I don't know. If call escort. Girl.
That's what I call them.
Well, let's just say as a parting gift. Somebody said that just attacked everyone, and including it, Sam should be a hooker.
No, he said, I hope that Sam has to resort to hooking.
And then he had the freaking nerve to ask me to do him a favor. So,
well,
anyway.
People will be people.
We'll move on from that. Well,
I can't wait to hear what topic number two is.
Yeah, I mean, when we kick the show off with hooking, I mean, what do we do now?
Well, I think Brian was talking about becoming a male escort.
Yeah. Well, hey, whatever.
You know what I learned about? Okay,
I think you can make good money.
Brian's been coming in for several months now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just learned today he's been doing movie reviews every week for a Carbondale newspaper.
For 17 years.
17 years.
Yeah.
Because he started throwing around.
Carbondale.
It sounded like, I mean, it did. It sounded like you were giving a verbal movie review when you started spewing it.
That's the real secret is that I'm actually calm most of the time.
Yeah, it was actually his lead.
Yeah. No, when I get at movies is where I really, I would say lose it, but that's where I feel the most confident. Like, I'll walk in.
You know what? We're going to take a quick break. So what I want to get from you, and we'll ask all of you, the holidays is here. Give me your top 3, 5, whatever the number is, of holiday movies for when they come on, people absolutely must watch.
Love it.
Let me just mention, by the way, because I got a little taken off track there by my daughter.
These movies involve hookers?
So no Trading Places.
Oh, good call.
Thank you to Tom Bernard of Tom Bernard Digital Radio Network for inviting us to be part of the network. If you want to give us a call, 612-313-0289. Thank you to our sponsors. They include Bradshaw and Bryan, Always Seeking Justice for the Injured, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, SmartStartMN Ignition Interlock System, SmartStartMN.com. If you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, you want to give SmartStart a call at SmartStartMN.com. All the information is there. MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Go to the radio listener page. They got a great 4-for-1 deal. Put in the BS Show promo code. Not only do we get the 4 pillows, we'll send you a T-shirt, too. Just follow the details on the website, thebsshow.net. Also, Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, Thomas Brand Holmes, Solidarity Health Share. We had on the executive director of Solidarity yesterday. Very informative. Frontiersman mentioned the BS Show, 5% off a used gun. We're joined by Kevin Cusick of the Pioneer Press, business and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien, movie critic / comic Brian Miller,
man of many hats,
with a Y,
yeah,
Brian Miller. And Sam, oh my God,
the apple of your
my
eye,
my daughter,
professional lady.
He better only be the apple of my eye. That's all I can say. And if you ever did get into it, don't take apples as payment.
wait, bartering is not allowed.
Is it allowed? Does it count then?
I think in some poor countries.
I feel like because I'm not sure if in this state at least that whole profession is allowed. So I don't think that
it's not allowed.
I think in some foreign countries you're allowed to like trade a goat for favors.
Don't mention goats around here.
Which often comes from
another
goat.
Those goats are going to want. We're going to see them on a spit soon because they are all they do is drop poop all over and annoy the hell out of me.
I told you. I said, hey, Dad, I think I want to build like a little pen for them, like a.
They'll freeze.
Well, and he said no. He's like, no, they can live in
the
barn.
Put them in the stall. Leave them in the stall.
No, they can't just live their life in a box.
Well, let's. I want to hear from movie critics of 17 years, Brian Miller, Jeff O'Brien, Kevin Cusick, the best. We'll do it like a draft, except you could repeat your picks.
Sure.
So, I mean, I've mentioned on Tom's show my two favorite movies of all time are Casablanca. And It's a Wonderful Life. Casablanca does not have a Christmas scene in it. So It's a Wonderful Life. And the way I judge it, if a ton of movies are on, that is the movie I will watch if a lot of the Christmas movies are on. Kevin, how about you? What's your number one Christmas movie?
Well, number one is the one that's on 20 times on Christmas.
Christmas Story.
Christmas Story.
Yeah.
And the second most popular recent Christmas movie, because it's been classified as a Christmas movie now, Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous to classify.
A lot of people watch that every Christmas now.
Oh, the weather outside is frightening.
Yeah,
any movie
I know that
ends with Vaughn Monroe.
How about you, Brian?
It's a Wonderful Life. Like I said, I was saying, it was one of my all-time favorites. And I love the 1958 or 59 Christmas Carol with Alistair Sim. That is the best Christmas Carol, far and away.
I'm going to come back to that in a minute, but I want to ask Jeff O'Brien, your go-to of all of them, which one? If they're all on, because there's enough channels where all of them could be on.
I will say two of them, or actually three of them. Christmas Story is one of them. Mm-hmm. Christmas Vacation.
Yes, watched that the other night.
And I will say It's a Wonderful Life with a caveat. You have to go then onto YouTube and watch the Saturday Night Live alternate ending.
Yes!
Where they figure out that Mr. Potter did take the money and they beat the living hell out of him.
Great sketch. One of my favorites.
That actually is a great.
It's really funny.
You know, I watched it the other day. It was on. It's kind of one of my favorite characters is the guy who stands next to his wheelchair, never says a word.
Oh yeah, his right hand man guy.
You know,
yeah.
At some point he's going to turn on him or just push him into a ditch.
Yeah, I was like the bank examiner. One of these days, this bright young man, we're working for George Bailey.
He has been, and he died not that long ago.
Yeah.
The guy lived, what was his name? He's a famous character
actor. Zuzu, the girl who played Zuzu just died fairly recently.
Was she one of the last ones from the movie? She had to be.
Yeah.
And by the way, Mr. Potter, what's the, Barrymore's, Lionel Barrymore. Mm-hmm. It's one of the greatest, people or scenes of all time. And it was, I think, the wheelchair was out of necessity because he did have, I mean, I don't know that he wasn't a paraplegic, but he did have issues where he couldn't stand or sit, right?
Yeah.
Well,
he was very ill
around
at that point because he's also in, I think he's in a wheelchair in most of Key Largo. He's not very ambulatory in Key Largo.
But it's great casting. And even, I mean, this hee-haw, I mean, the characters, and Clarence Oddbody. The Angel is just phenomenal.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie, the cab drivers, are great.
And look what they spawned.
Yeah, right.
Sesame Street.
Whenever anybody does any kind of charitable work, my father-in-law's go-to line is, yes, well, I suppose people do those things.
And Thomas Mitchell was phenomenal. And I cannot give the entire line, but it's one of the great. I mentioned earlier from Casablanca, the great put-down. Peter Lorre, you despise me, don't you, and Bogey's character. If I gave you any thought, I probably would. But when he starts talking about Mr. Potter being nothing but a scurvy little spider.
Yeah.
That is a great put-down.
But he's got the cigar and he remembers he has it and he throws it down.
You don't hear about scurvy a lot nowadays.
No.
It'll make a comeback.
Give Trump a few years to work on.
or the hipsters will get it, it'll be a cool thing to get.
And you had mentioned, who mentioned Christmas Vacation? Kevin
did?
Oh, you did. Mm-hmm. That is a right up there among the classics. Christmas Story would be higher on my list, except there's one Christmas when I watched it like five times in a row.
You
so,
overdid
I mean,
it.
I did overdo it. I got the Law of Diminished Returns set
in. I watched it in the theater when it opened.
Wow.
Back in, I think it was
83?
In college, so it was like 83 or 84.
Yeah. But not
really.
Because I was a big Darren McGavin fan.
That's
going
my favorite
back,
part of the
going
movie.
Going back to Night Stalker.
Yes, Kolchak, baby.
Kolchak. Which reminds me, several years ago, I got my wife for Christmas the complete first season of The Night Stalker. And I believe it's still sitting on opens in a closet somewhere.
Really?
Yes.
Well, invite me over. I'll watch it. Does it have the movie, the original movie, to start it off?
Don't know.
Movie is really hard to find, but one of the scariest TV movies I've ever
I've actually seen it on TV in the last, like, 10 years,
oh, really?
The original one.
Oh, so good.
Charles Lane was the guy who I was trying to think of. He was the longtime character actor who was the bank examiner.
Yeah.
And H.B. Warner... I believe he played – I mean, he was a huge silent star. He played – I think he played Jesus Christ in – what was the movie it would have been? It was a famous movie from the silent era because he's – I mean, the guy had been around for forever. And he was Mr. – I'm drawing a blank on it now, but his character was Mr. – oh, Mr. Gower.
Oh, Mr. Gower.
And his scene –
oh, my sore ear, Mr. Gower. He hit my sore ear.
Well, but his scene when he was just the drunk because George wasn't there to save
him. Oh, that's heartbreaking.
But all of it is – and about, you know, what all the men on the transport died.
Yeah. Oh,
I just love the movie.
Oh, and it's also – you know, this was – when I was a younger man, that was my go-to date, like, movie. Like, I'd have a lady. I'd say, hey, you got to come over. You've never seen It's a Wonderful Life. And it was kind of charming, you know, when you were a younger fella. You get a black and white movie, get a lady at your house. Surprisingly romantic with the whole thing. They get a little teary at the end. Worked every time.
I wonder what would happen
only in like December.
If you invited a hooker to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
You used It's a Wonderful Life to get gals.
It was an even better life after that movie sometimes.
By the way, I just read an article talking about this as being the great Thanksgiving movie.
What?
Name a Thanksgiving movie. I can really only name one.
Oh, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, what a great movie.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
that it would be up there with A Christmas Story in terms of
Thanksgiving.
That you could watch over and over again, particularly the scene where Steve Martin is washing his face and drying it in John Candy's tidy whities.
I was like, those aren't pillows.
Pillows.
And you had mentioned, and I assume they do it here too, but when I would go home to New Jersey at 11 o'clock or midnight, they would start – they'd have each of the A Christmas Carols, you know, from the one from the 30s. I mean,
sure.
They would play
all
three in a
sequence.
Row, all of them, you know, all of them in a row. And there was certain nuance to them that some of them were darker and better, certainly, than the other ones.
Yep. I think the ghost stuff in the Alistair Sim version is just the best version of, like, Marley. And the George C. Scott version is not quite as good, even though I like George C. Scott.
My wife and I argued for years over – I was originally more partisan to the George C. Scott version, and she always said, no, you're nuts. It's the Alistair Sim version. I think it was like last year, the year before, we finally just sat down and I watched the Alistair Sim version and said, yeah, you're right. This is just a better
version.
See,
the one I remember, and it might have been a TV version, was Albert Finney.
Oh, there's an Albert Finney, and there's a newer Patrick, by the way.
Yeah, but I think that might have been a made for
– in the pocket, literally
been a
in
made
my pocket
TV.
Right now. Just reading it for the
heart. You are reading it.
I'm reading. I read it every year. Yeah, it's great.
The one I'm trying to.
You know what I do Christmas Eve night every year without fail? I watch the Papal Mass.
Oh.
You know, because I missed out on all the Catholic Latin, you know, stuff. They switched to English right before I became an altar boy. So watching the Mass in another language is always kind of cool.
Well, the one that stands out for me, who played – hold on a minute. It was A Christmas Carol from 1938.
Yep, that's the oldest talkie one, I think.
That is the one that – I'm trying to see who played him. Reginald Owen.
Yeah.
And Gene Lockhart was the assistant. What the hell's the assistant's name?
Bob Cratchit.
Thank you, Cratchit.
It's amazing you can come up with this off the top of your head.
It's a good thing I've got an iPad.
You know what's quietly – I think the second best version of A Christmas Carol is Scrooged. With Bill Murray. Mm-hmm.
That was underrated. So I got panned when it first came out, I remember. But it was okay.
It's very funny. But when I think at the end, when he does that speech, he sells that speech so hard. Like, his conversion is so heartfelt and genuine.
It was a little too Ghostbustered in terms of, like, special effects and stuff. I think that's why I got a lot of criticism.
Richard Donner has a little effect heavy. But, man, Bill Murray's, like, he really sells the dark part of it. So when he comes around and he gives that speech, you can tell he's ad-libbing. He's just going.
Yeah. When he was being the bad guy, he was just playing himself.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Sam, let's take a quick break because then we have to take another break before we get to Kelly and Vagels will be joining us. But I want to follow up. I want to ask all of you guys a question. I'm glad we have a man with a legal background here.
Who
and by
that?
The way, why – I asked this of Marsh Hallberg. Why don't you guys – you're a juris doctor. Why don't you go with Dr. O'Brien? I think it'd be kind of, you know
– Dr. Esquire.
It'll class it up.
Dr. Esquire, I'm
telling you. Not that you're not a classy guy as it is. But let's
he's the only one here with a tie.
I would say he's wearing a suit.
Jeez.
Steve Hagel's funeral this morning. So
let's take a, you know what? Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. SmartStart MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a SmartStart Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The SmartStart Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a SmartStart system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. SmartStart now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. SmartStart has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. SmartStart has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and SmartStart representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at SmartStart know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. And they can answer all your questions. SmartStart is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to SmartStartMN.com. That's SmartStartMN.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI.
If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, you have options. Solidarity Health Share could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to unburden yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Solidarity Health Share. Be in control. Honor your faith. Exercise your morals and values in healthcare. Solidarity Health Share offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your doctors and you choose your hospitals. Solidarity Health Share members are exempt from the Affordable Care Act and the mandates that conflict with your Catholic belief. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Solidarity HealthShare today at 844-313-4999. That's 844-313-4999. Or visit their website at SolidarityHealthShare.org. SolidarityHealthShare.org. Solidarity HealthShare. Healthcare for the common good. Smart Start.
You're gonna play something with drums. Play Little Drummer Boy. Pum bum bum bum.
It is the holiday season. Life.
Worst gift ever, by the way. A drum solo. Terrible gift.
We are back. Kevin Cusick, Brian Miller, Jeff O'Brien, Sam. We made John Tower from St. Thomas. We may be hearing from him momentarily. But first, I'm driving in today, and I was thinking about. It's an issue, and I was thinking about how Trump will deal with it, but in North Carolina, it's a big issue with the whole transgender argument. What made me think about it is somebody had pointed out, because I'm trying to get my a new passport, and I had to fill a thing out. They want my mother's, all her information, birthday, birthplace, mm-hmm. blah, blah, but you have to say what you were born as. Everything is based on what you were born as. So if you're transgender, what do you do? If you identify as a man or a woman, you have to put what you were born as.
Yeah, well, okay, those are two different things, what you identify as and what you were born as. Those are two separate things.
But on your passport, you could not portray yourself as a woman. If you identify as a woman, you have to be identified as a guy.
I would think you would have to match your original birth certificate, whatever it says on there.
That you would. That's what I, yeah.
And because it's a matter of security as opposed to,
yes,
you know.
But, right. See, but this is only what got me to my question. What happens if, and it's not me, but if someone that we knew decided, you know what, I think I'm transracial.
Oh, that happened.
Thing. Yeah, that's the thing.
That happened in Washington. Remember the lady? Remember the lady who was the head of the NAACP, and
yeah.
She turned out she was white.
No, that was
Rachel.
And she said she identified.
Well, she lost her job.
Yeah, but she said she identified as black.
But she's made a career out of it now.
Yeah.
But should she have lost her job?
Went.
Because how is that really different from being transgender if you identify as another race?
I feel like Eminem probably identifies as black.
Well, I'm just wondering if, you know. If
no,
you,
it's an interesting question.
Do you get the, I mean, if you go to college, do you get treated as a minority?
I mean,
you know, if that's how you identify?
If I was a black guy, I would not appreciate that, put it that way.
Well, but you're not, so you don't know.
Maybe I could be.
Maybe you could be. Trained.
I'm just glad that Bob gave the caveat beforehand saying, this is not me.
Bob, but I'm just wondering.
I'm just Mexican, personally.
Put the BS show audience at ease.
I just wonder how far, you know, that you could take it.
No, well, you know what? The other – I don't know if this is fake news or real, to be honest, but it sounds fake, but it might be real. Is some people are identifying as oh man, it's like trans-abled. Basically, like they ride wheelchairs. They identify as handicapped.
Oh my goodness!
Is that only when there's open parking spaces near the mall? Or
I'm one step away from doing that here.
But thank you. I'm glad you brought that up. The city of Minneapolis, you suck. Because you know what they've done now on those on the meters, the old-fashioned meters where you put quarters in, mm-hmm. It's still 25 cents for half an hour. Suddenly yesterday, it's 25 cents for 15 minutes on these, you know, the ones where you put your quarters in. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
you're talking about the meters out
here? Numbered ones. Yeah, we have to go to the number. You go to one spot. Yes. Unless just the one I had was a glitch.
No, today I just did it. I got an hour and a half for 75 cents.
Well, on what? On one of those?
It was on...
You mean
the one right in front of the Star Tribune plant?
Yeah.
Well, they've changed some of them because I was getting 15 cents yesterday for the one I had. Stay away from
me. They have a camera on top and they say, what's Bob?
I think they're transitioning away from it.
They identify as 15 cents an hour.
Trying to push you into the app so you don't, so they have to not keep going out and checking and pulling the quarters out of those things.
It can hear you going through the pennies and nickels in your pocket.
Except.
Do you not pay as much if you use the app then?
I don't know. I just think that they want you to use the app.
That's it. I bet you're right.
Because I use the app. I like the app.
The problem is, though, a woman I saw used the app, she claimed, and she got ticketed because it didn't show up.
But the thing is, you have a receipt in your from the app, and that's easy
You'd
to dispute.
Best have it. You better have it.
No, it emails it to you like you do.
Oh, if you do it in the app.
Yes.
Which reminds me, last week I did not get ticketed, even though I parked at a meter that said it was out of order. And... you're supposed to not park at that meter.
Yeah. Here's a loophole.
It being the only meter that was open.
I talked to a parking, what do you call them, parking vendors or the people who...
Douchebag is what I call them. Okay.
Prostitute.
Parking douchebags. She was very nice, though, so I don't want to call it. But anyway, she called her supervisor. There is a spot when you walk down, there's stairs here, and you walk out right across. There used to be a lot of parking spots. Mm-hmm. Now they're doing construction. There's one meter, mm-hmm. and people park there and behind.
Yes.
They do not charge if you park behind because there's no posting saying you can't.
Oh.
So if you ever see that open.
No, it's never open. Because
somebody always grabs it.
Yes. It's.
So anyway, just a little bit of
I think
of
we should name them
info.
The Meter Vichy.
They're
turning on their friends.
I almost rammed an SUV today because I was down the street waiting for someone to start to pull out.
And they tried.
And I see someone starting to pull out, so I'm like, ho, ho, ho. And I'm starting. And this person goes around me and then does a beeline about 60 miles an hour. And
you were waiting and they tried to take your spot.
Went around me. Yeah.
Did they take it?
Yes.
Oh.
They were good 50 yards ahead of me.
Oh, that's terrible. That's like at the mall.
It ruined all my Christmas spirit.
No place for Minnesota nights when the wind chill is below zero.
No.
Bah humbug.
Although I didn't see anyone today doing their taxes, you know, on their computer.
Yeah,
in the front seat of the car. We didn't have any wireless leeches.
Oh yeah. You had mentioned that a few weeks ago. I saw that too, somebody doing it. And I even stopped. Are you leaving? No. He was just sitting out there on somebody else's internet doing whatever it is he was doing.
The word is mooch.
Yeah.
But see, why do you have an internet available that you don't have to sign in for?
That's kind of mind-boggling nowadays.
But if you park on any Minneapolis street, can you get the Minneapolis Wi-Fi? Is it better in some areas? Because they do have city Wi-Fi here, right?
That's interesting. We pay for city Wi-Fi. It's really good service, cheap at the house. But we have a code. You can't just, you know, park in front of my house and use it. You have to
I thought it was free. City Wi-Fi.
It's like $20 a month, though. It's very good internet, very cheap if you can get it.
The only free internet you can get now is provided by the Russian hackers. That basically just wait until you put your credit
card. Or the lobby of any Holiday Inn hotel, if you really feel like. that's what I would do on the road. Pop in, check my email.
There was one time years ago where I had to do something on the computer, and I was literally parked in the in a hospital parking lot in Arlington, Virginia. And we were there for like a half hour just using the wireless. I don't even remember why that was.
Now,
I'm sure it was because the hotel was charging $12 a day for wireless.
Can you answer that? Because I'm sure that it's John Tower. Sam walked out for a minute. Say hello, John.
Hello, John.
Am I right? Is it John Tower?
Yeah, pretty good. No problem. Yep, that's him.
All right, can you just put the phone down for a second? Tell him we need Sam to, because I don't know what buttons
Sam's
to hit.
Coming back here in
don't
a second.
Don't hang it up, though. Just put it, lay it next to it.
Yeah,
he can listen
for
in.
A second. We'll get John.
And I hope John can hear me, but he is the defending NCAA champion in Division III, one of the best coaches. As a matter of fact, he should be coaching at the U along with his football coach, Glenn Caruso.
And now his school is dependent on him because so many of the other teams have
gone down in flames. Yeah. So that's the one they're pointing to, as usual, be a success.
Yes.
Now, Jeff doesn't like that because he's a St. Thomas alum and he wants to keep the...
I didn't go to the U. Don't care. Let him...
What happened with
those
10 football players at the U? Do you have any inside skinny on that?
Well, you're...
I just heard that coming in. Some of them were the guys that were involved in the alleged sexual assault earlier.
But the rest of them, it
sounded like it was some academic thing because they said because of academic privacy rules.
Yep.
It was not related.
No.
Or was it? Oh, this has nothing to do with the September issue.
What it has to do with is that four of the guys involved were also involved in that. But this sounds like some sort of...
Because Antoine Winfield Jr. is the name that's most recognizable.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time believing Antoine Winfield's kid's not a good student.
Maybe you just decided that they'd like to lose by more to Washington State,
yes.
So they just take 10 players and put them on the sideline.
Yeah, I was surprised that point spread was as low as it was. Only about, it was like four or something to start.
That's what it is?
I'm not sure what it is now, but...
Anybody know where Sam went? She stepped out for a minute.
She's working the streets.
Stop that, Brian! That's not funny!
She went on strike.
I don't see the humor. Wait, how old are your kids? Wait.
You know, the relationship between Bob and Sam really limits how far we can take this whole prostitution.
Yeah.
I think we should. You know what? If she was here to take a break, I'd take a break right now.
Maybe she got so fed up hearing about all the Wi-Fi mooches down there, she went to throw rocks at the cars or something.
Yeah.
Sounds like she might have ran down to her car to check the meter because she forgot to put quarters in. I don't know. I don't know where she went. And I don't know how to put John on. So, John, if you could hear us, just if you could hang with us for a minute or two, we will get you on as soon as Sam returns.
Can we go see if I can find her?
If you could, see if she's out there chatting with someone.
This is like a horror movie where one of us at a time are loose, and pretty soon it's just going to be Bob. He's going, oh, no. What happened to everybody?
This sounds like a great segment to edit out.
It stays in. We don't take that stuff out.
That's authenticity, baby.
Now, get on the phone with John and ask him what his favorite
here she is.
Christmas movie is.
You could
translate it for us. All right, Sam's back. We put John on. We'll talk to him for a moment. We are joined by St. Thomas basketball coach John Tower. John, how are things? You have more losses this early in the season than you had just about all last year, right?
We did. Thanks for reminding me of that, Bob.
Nice.
Good to catch up with you.
Well, John, I'm just trying to motivate.
We're 5-3 right now. We got a young team, lost a lot of guys off last year's team, but we're still, I love coaching our guys. We lost a couple tough ones that, that's sports. There's good teams,
John,
and they're out.
I got to be honest. I thought you only had two losses. I didn't realize it was three. I wouldn't have said it if I knew it was three.
So let's just say that we got to get better. We had a great win against St. John's on Saturday, who had come in 6-1, and we played at home, and really things clicked. But so much in basketball, you shoot the ball well and you feel great, and you don't shoot the ball well, like we had not done well a couple times, and suddenly you start to, you hope you don't question things, right? And that's really, what we've tried to talk about is focus on the things that, have been the hallmarks of this program, taking good shots and taking care of the ball and playing tough defense. And so we play Stevens Point tonight, which should be a lot of fun. We won the title last year. They won it in 2015. We won it in 2011. They won it in 2010. So it's a rivalry. We play them every year, and it's turned into a really friendly rivalry because they're good friends with their coaching staff. But
your place or theirs?
It's at our place at 7:00 tonight.
Now I'm not going to ask you to comment on this because it would put you on the spot. But Jeff O'Brien did not like, and I've mentioned this before, when there's issues, with the football coach at the U and Patino's this 10-1 or whatever the hell he is. I think it's just smoke and mirrors because of the competition. The two best basketball and football coaches in college football are Glenn Caruso and the guy that is in the office next to him, which would be you. You two guys would be great coaches at the U, but Jeff does not want that because he is an alum of St. Thomas, and he hates the idea of losing either one of you.
It'd be a step down, wouldn't it?
Well,
Bob, you're far too kind, and Jeff is an incredibly loyal alum, and we're just trying to win our next game. I really do appreciate the kind words, and Glenn is as good as a coach as you're going to find in America. I agree with that. I don't know that I am.
But
St. Thomas is a great place to coach, and like we always say, who knows how long you're at a certain place, but it's a place that's dear to me. I went to school there. I've coached there for a long time. I still teach psychology there. And coaching is coaching, right? Regardless of the level, you make a lot more money. I shouldn't say a little more. Division I or in the pros, but the kids we get to work with on a daily basis are—they're really unbelievable. It's a great experience.
How much does your background in psychology help you as a coach?
Well, when we lose a couple games, it doesn't because I probably overanalyze everything in the world. Jay Pivick, he's a longtime coach. He's been my assistant for 4 years. He always says, listen, let's make some shots. That'll fix things. And he's usually right. The other day we went 12-17 on threes in the first half against St. John's, and we're up 55-31 at half, and everything seems great. Well, the game before, I think we had gone 5 or 6 at 20-something, and things didn't go so well. So the psychology background, I think more than anything, I hope I provide a steadying influence through wins and losses, that as a coach, the really, truly great programs around the country, you look at the Dukes and the Kansases and programs like that, they have certain tenets that they live by, and they play by those principles, and they aren't going to vary. You try to get better at them, but we didn't overhaul things in the last week and a half or 2 weeks, and we knew going into the year there would be some bumps in the road with so many young and experienced guys, but I love their effort, and but I think the risk is you don't want to change up a lot of stuff with all of a sudden they start questioning the culture and the principles that you play by.
Now, two things, John. One, please say hello to Jay for me because I've always thought the world of him, Jay Pivick. And the other thing, when you were talking about being at St. Thomas, I immediately thought of the speech Burt Lancaster as Archibald Moonlight Graham gave in that flashback scene. This is my most special place in the world, Ray. Once a place touches it like this, the wind never blows so cold again. You feel for it like it was your child. I got news for you. The wind's blowing pretty cold right now all around the cities, including St. Thomas. But, I mean, that's what it seemed like, because you really do love being – I've said this every time I go on campus. I say this to whoever's near me. If you took that campus as is and moved it into a rural area, oh, my God, there'd be a line around the block to go to school there. Because it's just – there are people who won't go to a city school because of parking, for one. But it's just a beautiful camp. I love your campus.
Well, and it's interesting that you say that because, we get that some, and we also get the, why don't you guys go Division I? And there are lots of reasons why we're not – we haven't gone Division I, and we're obviously located where we're located. But I think sometimes the challenge in life, it is a special university. There are a lot of them around, but sometimes you want to be something you're not. And there's absolutely, in my mind, there's absolutely nothing wrong with being very proud of who you are. And doing something you love at a place you really believe in. And I think that's the thing about St. Thomas. When you look at the history of the school and the leaders who have done what they've done all the way to today, President Sullivan, it's just, to me, it's very heartening to know you're at a place where student athletes are truly student athletes, and the graduates who come out of there are going to do special things.
Hey, Coach, Jeff here. You know, back to Brian's point about how does being a psychology professor help you as a coach, you ought to mention your book, which is a fascinating book, because you talk a lot of good stories in there about working with, you know, a lot of youngsters and dealing with the parents of players. That definitely, you've used that background as a coach in terms of figuring out players' motivations. He gave you an opening. Why don't you plug the book real quick? It is a great book.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jeff. One of the things that in my psychological studies I've focused on motivation and, you know, generally intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation. And I think as coaches, we all want the intrinsically motivated gym rats, the guys who you don't have to ask to go to the gym because they're in there already. And I think over the last several decades, it's no secret parents have become more involved. And in many ways, that's a good thing. The danger of that is the intrinsic motives of kids just going to play. I mean, really, those days are gone. You don't go by very many playgrounds these days. Probably almost never, quite frankly. And during a summer, just see 15 kids out there playing, much less even see 5 kids out there playing. And so what the acronym I'm using is WASP, W-O-S-P, Well-Intentioned Over-Involved Sports Parents.
I love that. That's great.
And it's a book that, you know, really tries to get at the idea that, hey, these parents are well-intentioned, they're good people, they're great people. We know neglectful parenting is a disaster, so it's not to say that parents shouldn't be involved, but it is to say probably all of us in this day and age, we've really been encultured to say, gosh, the more is better, and quite frankly, with youth sports, I think a lot of times the less we do is better. Get a kid signed up for a team, let them take some bumps and bruises. They win some, they lose some. They learn some valuable lessons. And then as a parent, you support them. And I think that's what really prompted me to write the book, was just hearing so many horror stories about kids who absolutely loved sports. And over time, they became burned out because they felt so much pressure from home that they had to be, you know, what their mom or dad wanted them to be.
You know, I've decided, John, over the years with 5 kids, it's best to be an AP, an ambivalent parent. It's so much easier. The pressure's off if you behave like that. Well, Sam can answer very quick. I was never one of those Little League parents, was I, Sam, or a WASP?
No.
I mean,
You were always involved and supportive, but not overly so.
I realized that very quickly, John, when my son Sawyer was playing kindergarten basketball, and I yelled at the ref, who was another kid's mom, because the kid did not dribble once. He ran the length of the court and shot, and she let him do it. And not only that, and I yelled, not much for that, I said, look, if you're going to let him run without dribbling, at least say something when he steps out of bounds. And then I just said, you know what, I'm yelling at some other kid's mom. And that was the last time I've ever said anything to another parent. So I've kept it all inside. Hey, John, I hate to cut it short, but we have to get to Kelly in Vegas. Let's talk again. I'd like to get John regularly again. And sorry again about the 3 loss, I thought it was only 2. John Tower, University of St. Thomas, basketball coach, defending national champion. And this is, you still have a hell of a team when it's all said and done, I'm sure.
Well, we're going to do everything we can, Bob, and that's part of the journey. I mean, sports is not always ups, and part of, you know, the beautiful part of sports is how do you rally together when times are tough. So it's, you know, I love coaching these guys, and it's always fun to catch up with you, so look forward to talking with you again soon. And, hey, by the way, Sam, maybe you just said your family wins how many world and national titles? Maybe that's why you didn't have to be too involved, because they were out. What else could you say?
It's only 100. It's only 160.
169.
Yeah, who's counting though?
169.
Me, because I have to update it on the website.
All right. Thanks so much, John. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Take care. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Kevin Cusick, Brian Miller, Jeff O'Brien, alum of St. Thomas, Sam, and we'll be right back with Kelly in Vegas. Brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza. Hey, do you love pizza? If you do, that means you love Chanticleer Pizza. Chanticleer has been in business for more than 50 years, and you don't last that long in any business unless you're giving people what they want. Chanticleer delivers every time. Chanticleer features thin crust, New York hand-tossed, and a pan pizza. 11 Twin Cities locations with delivery and carryout. In Coon Rapids and Maple Grove, you will find the Chanticleer Pizza. Pizza Grill, full bar restaurant, full menu, burgers, salads, pastas, pizza, of course, and much more. And there's great game day specials on Sundays during the football season. Chanticleer is your game day delivery expert for the football season. Chanticleer Pizza restaurants are independently owned and operated. For more information, go to ChanticleerPizza.com. That's ChanticleerPizza.com. Chanticleer Pizza, the clear choice for all pizza lovers. Are you looking to buy your first home? Or are you looking to buy your third home? The Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, with offices in Edina and Stillwater, is able to help you no matter what your situation, whether you're a first-time home buyer or building your real estate portfolio. Their experts can help you find the best loan program for your situation. With interest rates being low, there isn't a better time to buy or refinance than now. You can visit their website, mnbankandtrust.com. That's mnbankandtrust.com. Or call 952-841-9300. That's 952-841-9300. And contact one of their mortgage specialists today to get started on financing your next home. Minnesota Bank and Trust is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 490-951. Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder, Thomas Brand Homes. But what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they are also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bath remodels to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847, or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com. For years, I was getting a lousy night's sleep. I have sleep apnea, and I wear a CPAP mask. I would be sleeping, and I'd keep waking up because the mask would shift. I talked to Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow. He told me about a pillow that MyPillow has that would help, and it has helped. I sleep through the night now. I'm getting the best sleep I've ever gotten, and it's all because of MyPillow. My wife, Mary, has neck issues. She had disc replacement surgery. She now gets uninterrupted sleep because of MyPillow. My kids that use MyPillow, they all love it. If you're looking for uninterrupted sleep, go to MyPillow. Minnesota made MyPillow, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has one of the best warranties of any product you'll ever find, a decade's worth of warranty. I'd like to share the special offer with you. Buy a bed pillow from MyPillow and get one free. That's right, the old buy one, get one, but this is one of the best of them all. Two ways to get the special offer. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code THEBSSHOW. Easy to remember, THEBSSHOW, the name of this show. Or call the special 800 number, 800-320-3501, 800-320-3501. That is for the buy one, get one offer, and we have a very special offer for all of you who purchase and send us a proof of purchase. You will get a t-shirt from the BS Show, a BS Show t-shirt. All you have to do, like I said, is send us a proof of purchase. You find the information about that on the bsblog.com. I love my MyPillow, and I know you will too.
One, two, get down. Bandit calls to be the boss.
We are back. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press, movie critic slash comic, Brian Miller, business leisure attorney slash lawyer extraordinaire. Right? Am I right?
Jeff Dr. O'Brien? Esquire.
That's what they say.
Dr. O'Brien.
Dr. Esquire.
Dr. Esquire. I'm telling you, that's your superhero name. I love it.
Brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza. We're joined by Kelly in Vegas. Now, Kelly, earlier we were talking about if there is every Christmas movie of out there on different stations at the same time, which one do you watch? And Kevin had mentioned Thanksgiving. Andrea tweeted to me Thanksgiving movies, Dutch, which I had forgotten
about. Oh, that's a good movie.
It is. Home for the Holidays with Holly Hunter and Robert Downey Jr. But we're talking Christmas now. What is your all-time Christmas movie?
I mean, it's got to be, well, it's tough. A Christmas Story was great when you were a little kid. I mean, that was like something we always watched. And then as you get older, it's kind of cheesy. So, I mean, National Lampoon's is always going to be the go-to for Christmas movie. I think I've already watched it like 3 times.
Christmas Vacation?
Christmas Vacation.
How can you say Christmas Story was cheesy? It won a major award.
It was great when you were a little kid, but now I appreciate Christmas Vacation a lot more, and it always makes me laugh that Cousin Eddie's from Kansas, so
this is,
every single time it gets me. I just
this
think
is subtle.
So
she's
ridiculous.
She's pointing out that when Christmas Story came out, she was a little kid.
Well, but
I'm pointing out that I watched it as a little kid. I don't even know when it came out.
Now, the other thing is that what I love about Cousin Eddie is he had on his dickie.
Yeah, which you can see the black dickie under the white shirt. You can see it on his chest, the line there.
It was phenomenal. So there was a story just last week or so, how much money it would have cost to light the house the way he did.
Oh, yeah.
It was absurd how expensive it would be.
Well, that scene with the, he's got they put the plastic plate under his, you know, his head. It's funnier now with Obamacare and the VA scandal, that, you know, that's because he said, the Army did it, you know, because it was a.
Right.
It's funnier now. After all of that, that you could see them, put someone a piece of plastic in someone's head. I don't want to go sliding down the hill, sometimes even ground in my brain, but a piece of government plastic.
Well, the best part, the best part is when he says, I used to have a metal plate, but every time somebody turned the microwave on, I pissed myself, forget my name for 20 minutes.
That's a great movie. Now, Kelly, the NFL is starting to wind down, but where are you on the Vikings right now? I mean, where is Vegas on the Vikings?
You know, it's tough. You guys have still a shot because I think the Lions lose their next 3 games.
Next three? Wow.
Yeah. Well, their last 3 games, they have
Giants, Cowboys, Packers?
Exactly. They're a 5-point dog this week at the Giants. I'm guessing they're going to be close to that number, 4.5 probably, at Dallas, depending on how well they play against the Giants. And then they have to play the Packers. And then, you know, with the Packers, with the potential of still maybe staying home in January, you're going to get the most out of Aaron Rodgers and those guys. And you guys are kind of taking a back seat to them, but you have just as much opportunity to make the playoffs as the Packers do.
Well, they play head-to-head Christmas Eve.
Exactly.
Kelly, do you think the Vikings have a better shot of getting in the division or getting in the wild card?
Ooh, that is something I have yet to think about.
This is going to be tough both ways.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it is going to be tough. I think I said last night, I was talking with somebody, I went to a Christmas party, and I think I gave them about a 10 or 15% chance of making the playoffs. Again, the Lions have to lose the next 3 games. The Packers have to beat the Packers have to beat the Lions. The Lions, or the Vikings have to win out, and I'd have to look at the specific scenarios to see who else would have to lose.
Their problem is that no one was counting on Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay just keeps winning.
Mm-hmm. And people like them again this week at Dallas. I like them against the number. I think 7's a little bit too high. Plus, the Cowboys have now failed to cover their last 4 games, so the books have really started to make their money back on them. And I think that people are going to come back and try to bet the Cowboys again, thinking that they're going to bounce back after that Giants loss. Where I don't think that that's necessarily what's going to happen here. I think Tampa Bay is going to give them a run for their money. They are probably, besides with a couple other teams, they're probably the hottest team right now in the NFL, at least as far as covering the number and just playing great football.
Hey, Kelly, how much does the potential return here of Adrian Peterson, now that he's been reactivated, affect the odds for the Vikings? Or do you have to see him on the field first to see if there's anything there?
I don't think that Vegas is going to give AP too much credit here, especially when we see guys like Asiata pick up the slack. We see McKinnon pick up the slack. I don't think, we talked about this at the beginning of the season when he got hurt. Has he kind of already ran his course? Yeah, I think so. So you might see a half-point difference, maybe, depending on how the public reacts to it. But I don't think Vegas is going to really care that much.
Yeah, and if they lose this week to the Colts, although they're favored at home,
that means
he
nothing.
Ain't playing.
Yeah.
No.
It'd be silly to, really.
I think it's a waste.
He'll
for
shut
to play
it down
anyway.
So fast they'll make your head spin. Because a loss this week would pretty much mathematically eliminate him.
Mm-hmm. Correct, and that's
he's not going to take the fields after that.
That's why I don't think you guys will lose this weekend. I do think 4 is a little high. I think it should be more like 3, maybe 2.5. But depending on who you talk to, you guys have one of the best home field advantages in the NFL and a brand new stadium. I mean, these are things that are unheard of, but it is just night and day difference for you guys. And, you know, now you guys are plus 12 in takeaways this season. The defense has been playing great. But Andrew Luck is still Andrew Luck, and he has his moments of greatness. He's not Blake Bortles like we saw last week that's going to make stupid mistakes and turn the ball over.
Harrison Smith is still out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For the season, I think, right?
It's unclear if it's for the season, I think, isn't it?
I don't think he's playing
this
week.
Well, there was some talk that they were saying that he might be ready, but I think that was just kind of smoke signals.
They'd be happy if they got him back in time for Green Bay. The one thing about the Colts this week is they are now absolutely desperate.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically this is an elimination game.
This is a playoff game for both
because
teams.
Because the loser is out since both Houston and Tennessee have passed the Colts. They have no chance if they lose this game. So
all I know is this: Blake Bortles, as bad as he is, the touchdown pass he threw was against the guy that was playing in place of Harrison Smith. They will exploit that with Andrew Luck. I don't usually bet games, but this is one I think I'd go on the Colts, especially getting points.
It's a field goal game.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I think, like I said, maybe 2.5, 3. I think we're seeing a 4 here because of the performance last week. You guys did get the cover on the road as the short favorite, and Indianapolis just hasn't been playing good ball, especially after losing to Houston. And it's one of those games where, yeah, it's going to be like 21-20, 29-27, something like that, where you guys don't get the cover, but you do get the win.
Well, and Dale Hiley from the owner of Chanticleer Sports, he just, you know, he texted me and he said he's picking the Vikings, so he's going with them. And so you are on the same page, or you're not on the same page on that one, just so we're clear.
You know, for me, it's Minnesota or nothing.
Okay.
If I was to bet it, so I will agree with Dale. I do think the line is a little bit too high. You guys don't tend to blow people out as we've seen all season.
We tend to blow.
I thought she was about to say.
But, you know, that defense, yes, we talked about with Smith being out and that spot is going to get exploited, but that defense overall still is probably one of the best ones the Colts are going to see all season. So I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a great game. I'm not going to bet the Colts, but the technical value from a numbers perspective is on the Colts.
Now, I'm going to give you Dale's other pick. Then I'm going to give you the best insight anyone's ever given someone who makes their money on betting sports.
I like it.
All right, Arkansas State he's taken. It's a good pick.
I'm not mad at Arkansas State. I would probably lean that direction. I think UCF gets the win. I like what Scott Frost has done at UCF, but if you watch their last two games of the season, it was just gross. They've now lost their last 10 games against teams with winning records, and you're supposed to tell me that they're supposed to be a 6-point favorite in this bowl game. I think the line is off about 3 points, so there's value with Arkansas State. I don't know if they can win this game, though. I think Central Florida will come out with the W, but yeah, Arkansas State plus 6 is a side I can definitely agree with.
Which actual bowl is this? Is this the New Orleans one?
No, the Cure Bowl.
Cure Bowl?
The Cure Bowl.
Yeah.
Where is that?
I don't get it.
It's like a sad goth kid bowl. Bunch of kids in the white face paint, black trench coats.
Sounds like it should be in Rochester.
It's meant to cure your addiction to bowl football.
Robert
Seriously.
Smith Bowl.
Now, we're talking to Kelly in Vegas. Go kellyinvegas.com, at Kelly in Vegas on Twitter, vegasinsider.com. Now, you did a special video the other day, right?
I did, and actually I'm going to be on again this week.
Good.
I was on The Top Show, which is the other pregame show on CBS Sports Network.
Nice.
So it was pretty exciting. I just did a couple-minute segment. Didn't do too well.
What do you mean?
With the Bills, and they, as many opportunities as they had to cover that game, this is what I get for betting on Rex Ryan, teams that just don't do well, and his brother Rob with his awful defensive schemes. So, and then I also gave out the under in the Browns game. I thought the Browns could actually cover that game, but I was like, it's cold, it's going to be really low scoring. So it was a fun segment to do, so they asked me to come back this week.
Well, now, Kelly, you would be one hell of a sideline reporter.
You know what? If I could learn to talk without notes on TV, life would be a lot better.
Oh,
I was laughing watching the segment because I recorded it because obviously it was a live segment. So when I do radio, you know, I have notes in front of me, and sometimes I know what I'm going to say, and sometimes I don't. But it's easier to talk, I feel like, on the phone as it is on live TV.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When I said Arkansas State, you didn't not have notes on the Cure Bowl in front of you. There's no way.
Correct, but I've already done a video on it this week, and I already had notes, like mental notes, and I remembered. But now if I was on live TV, I would have forgot everything that I had.
I don't think so.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those things where if you're prepared, and I think the thing that a lot of people don't realize with sideline reporters is it's, we're going to you in 5 seconds.
Okay, go.
And you're expected to stand there and talk,
Kevin,
and I don't know if I'd be good at that.
I'm going to tell you something here. Kevin, make your point.
I was going to say, for us, one of the great things about the holiday season is when the whole family gets together by the fire and does our Cure Bowl videos. You know, it's never a dry eye in the house. You throw a few more on the open fire, and it's
your
great.
Grandpappy really great. Started the tradition based on his great grandpappy.
And my wife has this great recipe for Cure Bowl eggnog.
Now, Kelly, I actually have been a sideline reporter. When Fox first started doing football, they had local guys from in those cities doing the interviews after the games. You will be. It would drive you crazy because all you have is the producer in your ear telling you what to say. So you just have to basically parrot the questions they want asked.
All right.
There's no doubt you can do it. Now, here's my tip that's going to make you the handicapper of the year. We had I hosted Tom Bernard's podcast before the BS show. Charles Haley was on. After he finished playing Hall of Fame defensive end, after his career ended, he was diagnosed as bipolar. I asked him, did being bipolar help you? You know, to be a better player if you happen to be. And he said, well, there were streaks when I was manic for 4 or 5 weeks, and then I'd go into a depression. You need to find out what players or athletes are bipolar in the NFL and, you know, and try to get a little handle on. If they're in a slump, they may be in a – and baseball, too. They may be in a prolonged
– sure.
They may be in a prolonged slump. It may be less physical than mental with some of these guys.
Like a twins are bipolar.
That's really interesting. I mean, we talked about it, though, from a mental state – with Blair Walsh, what did we talk about? Week 2, week 3 on your show, and how you were like, he needs to go see a shrink. And I'm like, you're absolutely right. I've told you before, I have a couple guy friends that have either been kickers in the NFL or college kickers, and some of those guys need to be mentally very strong. You have Justin Tucker, who I think made 35 field goals in a row, and the other night the announcers totally jinxed him on Monday Night Football. But right after that, he went back out after his, you know, blocked kick, and went right back out and, you know, managed to get the Ravens the cover. And you need kickers like that. You need players like that that are mentally tough. And that's really interesting. I've never thought about something like that. But we talk about it all the time with pitchers in baseball.
Well, I mean, I have a whole new perspective on slumps now. And I could tell you, if that's the case, what players, if you were asking which ones do you think are bipolar on the Vikings, I could come up with quite a few of them based on how they played the last 7 games.
That's crazy to think about, but you're right. I mean, I don't know a lot about mental health, but we've definitely got a mental health problem in this country, so I want to say that there's got to be at least a couple of players on every team are going to have bad games.
Yes.
And it's going to carry over into several games after.
And it was Haley who said it. He's the one that made me think, you know what? It is. Guys have great games. They're on great stretches. And then they, you know, they happen to get depressed because maybe they go off their meds or their meds are off and they just struggle. So,
or maybe they don't know that something's wrong with them and they didn't get any help.
He did not until after he played.
I think a good way of identifying these players a lot of times is how many is players that wind up on the police blotter.
That's a great point.
And how many of them are somehow related to mental health issues, chemical issues? Yeah. You know,
I'm going to go ahead and say Aqib Tlaib definitely has some definite mental issues.
He'd be high on the list.
That or he just really hates his own leg.
Leg and his own teammates, and you know he loves losing football games over stupid penalties. Yeah, I as a Broncos fan, I will not be sad to see him
That's
go.
Right.
I mean, I made a joke last night. I'm like, I always have to remind myself, like, he went to KU. That is why he does these things.
Because he's not a K-State guy. That's funny. Well, Kelly, thank you so much. I always look forward to talking to you. We'll talk to you next week. And try my bipolar, you know,
syndrome.
Now
I got to start doing some more research and try to figure out if we can actually, you know,
throw it out on CBS, see what they think.
Oh, geez.
See what Adam Schein says to them.
All right, we'll see you later, Kelly. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we're running a little late. We got to get Ruth on. I want to ask her a vibe of the day, and I have something. She actually, and great kudos to her, she told my wife Mary on Facebook that one of our minis, and she identified it by the color, was struggling with the cold. And my wife went, I knew exactly who she meant, and I sensed something to Mary. But Mary went out, found her huddled in a little hut in our area. She brought her inside. She was struggling with the cold because she's in her mid to late teens now, so it just was bugging her. So good job by Ruth. We'll be right back with Ruth Lorden.
Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. For years, I was getting a lousy... SmartStart MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a SmartStart Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The SmartStart Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a SmartStart system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. SmartStart now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. SmartStart has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. SmartStart has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and SmartStart representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at SmartStart know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. SmartStart is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to SmartStartMN.com. That's SmartStartMN.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI.
Trip on the dragon till the clinic had to get me clean. We were a party and always drunk. Before I knew it, the wreck had sunk. Shake, trip, shimmy, and we do the bump. Everybody swinging to the brown derby jump.
What's oh, I like this.
This is Cherry Poppin' Daddy.
Oh. Yeah. Is this new Zuzu, or right?
I'm saying this is more eclectic mix today of the like, music.
This came out in like the there was a period in the 90s where swing kind of started to make a comeback.
Oh yeah, with Brian Setzer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep, this is from that era. Kevin, so it's not super old.
Kevin Cusick, PioneerPressPointsSeeds.com.
Who is super old?
Brian Miller. At Real Brian Miller, BrianMillerComedy.com. And this weekend, he's going to balmy Wausau.
Yeah,
Wausau. The other town?
And Stevens Point.
Whew, big.
Yeah, Stevens Point Friday, Wausau Saturday.
Why didn't you plug when we had John Tower on?
I was going to.
Both kind of dropped the ball. He didn't plug his book when you gave him the opening on the psychology.
Could
thing.
Have mentioned your famous Tommy Point. Discount.
Yeah, right.
And business and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien. What do you got cooking this week? Are you speaking anywhere? You're blogging?
No, I'm blogging. I got some articles. I have to start working on my book project. We can talk about that another time. But I'm working on a book on brewery law from Minnesota.
Oh wow!
Press release coming.
Nice. I was gonna say no. It sounds like a lot of light reading.
It'll be pretty dry. It'll be as things go.
And we are joined by Psychic Ruth Lorden, ruthlorden.com, at Psychic Ruth. She's at the Medina tonight. And thanks to her, she did point out to my wife that one of our horses, a gray one, and she is gray, was having some trouble with the cold. And I texted Mary immediately because I noticed the horse Sabrina last night, she just seemed like she was a little slow and didn't want to, you know, leave the barn. I had to, like, shush her out of the upper barn there because they got in and were eating hay.
You kicked her out into the cold.
I did.
She
kicked
suffered
her out
all night.
Well, but she's fine now. She's with her pal, Dutch, so she should be. She's in a stall, and she's warming up. So thank you, Ruth, for doing that, because that was – how did it come to you?
Well, I was reading Mary's thing, and then this little horse came and said she was sad, and she kind of, like, showed her heart. She's kind of lonely, like nobody took care of her, and her hair needs to be thicker. And then about 20 minutes ago, you know, I've been in and out listening. I've had a ton of phone calls. She wants, like, a Christmas wreath that she can eat. They want a wreath in their stall, but made out of something they can eat.
A wreath of hay.
She's probably thinking they
want something they can eat.
Aretha Hay is a great soul singer, by the way.
It is.
Yeah, it's too bad, Jeffrey, you didn't represent those 10 kids because they got a bad deal.
Yeah, I actually.
But that's what they get. You got to pick seasoned attorneys, not the ones that contact you.
I will say their attorney is a friend of mine, actually a former colleague of mine, and I think they're in good hands. He got them out. He got some of those guys off of the harassment order earlier this year. I think he'll do good.
And this one, according to Kevin, Ruth, has nothing to do with the sexual allegations of sexual misconduct. It's more academic related.
Yeah, because that's what they said, that they couldn't release any more information because of academic privacy laws.
Well, this doesn't bode well or look good for your...
No, but the U has a history of academic issues.
Yeah, they had that one coach that had it right. He just did all their tests for them.
Well,
you can't expect people to study and play. Well, that's too much.
The problem is when Clem Haskins did it, he had kids turning in the same report on the menstrual cycle.
Yeah, how is Courtney James going to really do a great job on a menstrual cycle term paper when he could ask, you know, Jan Gangelhoff
to do it,
who was much more experienced with it?
And
what did he learn from that?
Oh, somebody, Doc.
He probably never read it.
Doc Ketchmark, who he listens to the morning show, he listens to this show, and he had pointed out he hopes that these 10 suspensions don't cause Tracy Clase that stress eat. Tracy, he would come under the heading of, when you're characterizing coaches by body type, he'd come under the heading of biggin.
Yeah, he looks like three Andy Reids.
That might be the sharpest cut of all. Yeah, Andy doesn't exactly cut a majestic figure. Yes,
when Andy Reid, very well may be coaching in the Super Bowl this year.
He might, but you know, when Andy Reid wears his red jersey, he looks like he's going to burst through a wall and try to give someone Kool-Aid,
yeah.
Now, Ruth, you're at the Medina tonight, right, at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to get in touch, ruthlorden.com, at Psychic Ruth. It is going to be cold through Saturday. Do you have any – I know you usually have a good vibe. What can we get encouraged by today?
Well, it's both ways. It says the Christmas blues do start today, so please be kind. Now, we all want family ties and emotional bonds, and it's harder for some. But tonight, strong spidey sense abounds. It's hard to read ourselves. If you feel it, come see me. So basically, if we can take that energy, there's deep emotions going on right now, and if we can take that and use it to warm ourselves, warm our hearts, warm our bodies, we'll get over this cold. It won't be a big deal. We'll have our Christmas spirit warm us up.
That'd be nice. And Sam shared with us what just said off the air, and I'm giving her – never mind. She gave me the
– Oh, no, I did not.
I don't agree. I think there's never any rush on anything, is how I put it. Unless you want to rush into being a hooker, and I don't agree with that. There's never a rush on that. We opened the show with that, so we'll close it with that.
You haven't been to any Teamsters conventions.
Yeah, but you are an Italian father, so your opinion in this case...
That's right.
Is it just as irrelevant as it would be with any other father?
You know, you're Italian,
I will
too.
I never forget being in Tulsa and having that young boy say, oh, I really like Samantha, but I'm scared. All the guys are scared to go up to her because of her Italian father.
Who was that? That little Taylor kid? Kick his ass.
I don't remember. First year I was in Tulsa.
To quote our favorite movie, I feel like I'm playing nursemaid to a bunch of garlic eaters.
All right, Ruth. Ruth. Thanks so much. Ruth Lorden, thank you. Medina tonight and tomorrow night. RuthLorden.com at Psychic Ruth. Thank you to Kevin Cusick at The Loop Now, PioneerPressTwinCities.com, Comic Brian Miller, Stevens Point, and Wausau this weekend. BrianMillerComedy.com, at Real Brian Miller, also doing the Cy Amundsen Show. So co-hosting,
yeah, co-hosting second banana. I'm the biggest second banana in town. I'm everybody's banana. That sounds weird.
you might want to rephrase that.
Yeah, the best banana.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Top banana.
Well, you're bananaing on Friday on on the show Sam show, right? AM 11:30?
Yep, mm-hmm. He's on the morning show, and then we also talk movies in a separate show that
Which
airs
I
on Saturday
didn't
morning.
I know that he was a movie critic.
And we didn't delve into it today either.
Well, we're going to, because... We'll have to,
That's so much untapped potential.
It's awful. And
that's what my teachers always said.
Now, what day are you on with those guys? Do you have a regular day on the AM 11:30?
Whenever a legal issue arises, was it last week or the week before that I got 30 seconds notice?
We put out the bat signal.
There's a bat signal. I got a Facebook message from Andrew saying, what do you think of this? Can you be on? We're talking about it now. Okay.
You're on retainer.
So they hit you with any legal issue, not just, craft deal or anything.
Any legal issue that they think is interesting. Will call me.
Yep. Yeah, he gives a really, really good, solid opinion, and it's nice to have him to be able to turn to in those times.
So you have him on speed dial.
Otherwise, you'd be left with nothing but Brian McDaniel, and
Right? Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you to everyone. Thank you to these gentlemen. Thank you to Sam, Ruth. Thank you to Kelly in Vegas and our sponsors and listeners. We will talk to you later.